It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we are here at New Knoxville, the barn, getting ready for tip-off. A little something going on at the scorer's table. Not sure exactly what. Some adjustments of some sort. Peyton Toby for the Indians is going to jump against Nick Toby. Peyton Judy is going to jump against Nick Toby, 6'1", junior. Tips to Clayton Pearson. Brings it down to the corner to Peyton out front. Shot, three-pointer, up and good for Peyton Judy. Took about 6 seconds for us to score first 3 points. And New Knoxville coming down the court and steps on the out-of-bounds line right at center court. So that'll be Indians ball again. 6:46 left in the first quarter. Indians ball. Wendell over to Peyton Judy. Again, up, just off. Goes up and hits the wire. He just missed that a little on the backside, just about 2 inches long. So be New Knoxville's ball out there, bringing it up court into the center court, across center court to the back court. Jack Bartholomew, excuse me, tries to pass to Jared Osborne in the corner, throws it over his head out of bounds. Indians ball under the Knoxville basket. Cade Wendell brings it up court to Clayton Pearson in the corner to Reese Rogers in the corner. No good. Peyton Toby tips it in. It's 5-0 Indians in Knoxville. Trying to fight a little bit of a Fort Recovery press. And throws it through his hands into Clayton Pearson's hands, who flips it to Peyton Judy, who a minute and 7 seconds into the first quarter has 7 points himself. New Knoxville quickly with a timeout. So we'll be taking a timeout with them here in just a second. Be back just momentarily.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
And we're back. It'll be New Knoxville's ball under the Fort Recovery basket. 5:53 left in the first quarter. Indians 7. Knoxville, I don't believe, has taken a shot yet. They get it across center court, down in the lane, loose, on the floor, going to be a jump ball. Merges headed inside, then to Nick Toby, down on the floor. And it will be New Knoxville's ball under their basket. Jack Osborne will take it out. Gets it into Nick Toby. Takes a three or a long two. We'll see what they count that. And that is made. It was a long two, so it's 7-2 in favor of the Indians. Reese Rogers with the ball. And threw it kind of between two players, and neither one of them reached out for it. Thought the other one was going to get it, so it'll be Knoxville's ball at center court. They get it in to Jack Bartholomew. Gets it across center court to Jared Osborne. To Nick Toby. Over to Merges in the corner. Missed shot. Rebounded by Nick Toby. Up and in. So after the timeout, New Knoxville scores 4 straight. It's 7-4 with just exactly 5 minutes to go. Indians bring it down. Cade goes into the lane, gets tied up for a jump ball. It'll be Indians' ball. We've had two jump balls in the first 2 minutes and 2 seconds of this first quarter. Indians have the ball out. Peyton Judy in the corner drills it. He has all 10 of the Indians' points. It's 10-4 in favor of the Indians. New Knoxville gets it down court. It'll be Nick Tobey with the ball over to Jack Bartholomew in the corner to Jared Osborne. Back out to Nick Tobey. To Jack Bartholomew. Over to Bailey Puckett. They call him Kirby, so you might hear that a lot tonight. Kirby Puckett. And tipped away, but tipped by one of the Knoxville Rangers, and it's over and back, so the Indians will have it at center court. They're not putting any pressure on the inbounds pass or Cade getting the ball. Peyton Judy over to Reese Rogers in the corner. Peyton over to Clayton. Out to Cade. Goes up with a three. No good. Ball slides out of the lane, and the Indians get it. Reese Rogers with a three. In and out. Oh, just missed it. And Cade Wendell with the rebound goes up. Yes, he did get fouled. I was going to say he got fouled. Took him a little bit late whistle. I think if it went in, they wouldn't have called it. So that'll take Cade to the foul line. Shooting two. Indians leading 10-4. 3:54 left in the first quarter. So a little over 3 minutes into it. Peyton Judy has all 10 of the Indians' points. And Cade makes one of the two, so it's 11-4 Indians. A little bit of pressure by the Indians, giving them a little trouble getting it up court. And they have it into Bartholomew. Over to Nick Tobey. To Puckett. To Merges. Nick Tobey again with the ball. Out in front is Bailey Puckett. And he loses it. Clayton Pearson with the ball. Down court. Up and in. Might have gotten foul, but not too badly. So we'll just let that one go on by. It's 13-4 Indians. 3:10 left. A nice play underneath. Quick play by the Rangers, but they missed the layup. And after a hard-fought rebound, they have it out front. So Puckett with the ball. Off to Merges. Back to Puckett. To Bartholomew. To Merges. And it will be... Can't tell what they're going to do here. Just thinking, now it's going to be New Knoxville ball. Bartholomew with a shot from the corner. Misses it. Out of bounds. Goes back to New Knoxville. We're going to turn this over to Jeff Hobbs.
Well, thank you, Neil, for holding down the fort for us, or holding down the barn, whichever comes first here. Indians up 13-4. Again, just getting here a little bit late. Nice crowd here on hand. Jeff Hobbs, Jackson Hobbs will bring you both games tonight. Junior varsity action right now. Your Indians up 13-4. Down the corner it goes. New Knoxville, long two on the way. No good. Ran loose ball. Grabbed by Ryan. Oh, perfect. Yeah, Peyton Judy's got 10 points, says Neil. So Indians off to a nice start. Travis Sutter, three ball out of the corner. Look like he got hit, but no call, and it turns into an air ball, so the ball go back to New Knoxville on the turnover. Dylan Gable brings the ball down the floor. Right to left on your radio dial, and we're looking straight down on top of it, so they'll run a little flex inside. Indians in the man-to-man defense, swung, stolen by Peyton Judy, and runs through the passing lane. He'll go up, lay it up, and ends. Nice play there, Jackson. Petey really ran through the passing lane and anticipated well.
Yeah, he's doing a good job right now, and against that flex, I mean, you know it's coming, and Petey just jumped the pass.
So Peyton Judy, he's got a dozen, and the Indians' lead is 11, 15-4. Minute 41 left here in the first quarter from the barn. Then you'll have a varsity game tonight. Great crowd on hand in purple. Out in the Fort Recovery section, almost completely full, as you'd expect already. And New Knoxville continues to move around, run the flex offense, and down screen, cross screen. And if you know your basketball, down the corner it goes to Sam Stone. Then he pounds it inside, and ball taken away by Travis Sutter. So, again, good defense there. Jackson, you can run clock all you want, New Bremen, but if you don't get, or New Knoxville, but if you don't get shots and you don't score, you get yourself in trouble.
That's exactly right. And as you said, I mean, it was a good move on offense there and just turned it over.
And nice pull-up jumper by Clayton Pearson. And the Indians really are playing well right now, folks. Pearson knocks in the 16-footer, and they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery. They're going to call it on Peyton Judy. Judy will pick up a foul. That'll be team foul number two on Fort Recovery. And Reese Rogers will check in, and Evan Post. Judy and Ryan Braun will sit down along with Clayton Pearson also, because also Cade Wendell back on the floor. So the five on the floor for the Indians: Travis Sutter, Reese Rogers, Cade Wendell, Evan Post, and Ethan Shane. Now throw a little flare screen lob, and
normally you have a shooter there.
And Dylan Gable, he goes ahead and decides to take it a little bit late, and Cade Wendell gets the long rebound. He'll slow her down. It was two on four, and he decided to think better of it and pulled it back. Down the corner he goes to Post. Post thinks about it, and then he'll back it up, cut off on the wing. Ball loose on the deck, and taken away by New Knoxville. So Evan Post turns it over, himself trapped down on the baseline. Post hustling all the way, tries to get the steal, but now New Knoxville set it up. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio. We'll have the varsity game after this one's over. Ball loose on the deck, and good hustle by Reese Rogers, but Reese reclaimed by New Knoxville. 15 seconds left. They're maybe thinking about the last one. Ball tipped out of bounds by Rogers. And right now it's been, since we've been here, Jackson, been pretty good. Fort Recovery all the way up 13.
Yeah, I think New Knoxville had three possessions and only taken one shot. And the Indians have also looked pretty good on the offensive end as well.
So New Knoxville triggered in under their own hoop with 15.2 left. And is doing a good job. Ooh, if Ethan Chain was solid, he would have gotten a steal. Travis Sutter tried to double down. Travel, no call there. 10 seconds left, so New Knoxville, again, definitely going to get the last possession here of the first quarter. 6 seconds left. Gable goes over on the right wing to Josh Loggeman. Gable throws up a wild shot off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Reese Rogers, and that's the end of the first quarter. Pretty solid first 7 minutes, Jackson.
Great quarter for Coach Overton squad there. I mean, anytime you score 17 points and hold the opponent to four, it's a good job by them.
We'll take a timeout. Be back to the barn with second quarter action, junior varsity style, right after this.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Many of you know, or maybe have forgot, that we double manufacturers' coupons up to 75 cents every Friday and Saturday. We also add match the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help you with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy. The game of life continues through February 23rd. So shop now to earn bonus tickets on participating products. Increase chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to New Knoxville. Jeff Hobbs, Jackson Hobbs, Fort Recovery Radio. Second quarter action. Indians had a good first tilt. 17-4 after 7 minutes, Indians in the lead. Three ball on the way, and no good, off long off the iron. Ball tipped loose and saved inbound by Clayton Pearson. So well done. Again, Indians go one and done here on the defensive end. Good defense rebound. Cade Wendell, right to left on your radio dial. He goes to Clayton Pearson, thought about the three. New Knoxville's been in zone most of the game. All the way around the horn it goes. Pearson thought about the three. A lot of hand check. Now they're going to call the foul. Yeah. Should have called it the first time, Jackson, but again, nice dribble penetration by Clayton.
Yeah, they're doing a good job on this offensive end. I mean, against that Knoxville 2-3 zone, Coach Overton's got some shooters out there, and they all look ready to shoot, and they're doing a good job right now.
Inbounds pass comes to Evan Post. Now it goes into Cade Wendell, and he got fouled from behind, no call. Kicks it out in the corner. Reese Rogers, three ball, no good. Rebound down to Evan Post. He'll throw it up off the glass, and he got it to go. Boy, there's a friendly bounce.
That was indeed. I mean, I just saw the ball pop up and bounce off the back of the rim, and we're looking right in, almost right in the basket. So.
Evan Post gets his first basket. He jumps the lead for the Indians up to 15, the biggest of the night, 19-4. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter from New Knoxville. Again, very patient here. A lot of flex offense here, making 8 or 10 passes on every possession, but really have not been getting very many good shots and have not scored since we've been here. It was 11-4 when we walked in, and it's 19-4 right now. Curl cut by Stone. He throws up a wild shot and run down by Reese Rogers. So one shot for New Knoxville, and Indy's doing a yeoman's work on the defensive glass. And here comes Cade Wendell. Kicks it to Clayton Pearson. Pearson down the corner. Inside it goes to Shane, and he got hit from behind. No call, and the ball's tipped away and turned over. So, again, looked like a foul, and they're letting him play. Nick Toby took it away, and he gets it over to Gable, and Evan Post will jog back, and here comes New Knoxville. Wholesale substitutions waiting at the scorer's table on next horn. Left wing it goes. Out to number 12, Jonah Lagerman. He turns it over. Reese Rogers cuts him through the passing lane and lays it in. And, boy, right now it's all Fort Recovery.
It is right now. And I actually just checking down there talking about that game with Greg Collig and Ryan Vanderhorst. And actually it looks like their JV coach is Marcus Reineke.
Yeah, you recognize that guy.
Yeah,
you are exactly correct. And we talked about that, folks. We'll keep it here this time. I mean, a tremendous atmosphere here at the barn, and it's a home court advantage. Small, holds about 1,000 people. And again, the visitors only get 200 tickets, and they're usually sold out. And it's usually a sold out atmosphere here. Again, nice crowd for the junior varsity game. Great Fort Recovery contingency, as you would expect. And a lot of the JV parents, nice student section for New Knoxville, always very well attended. But, Jackson was talking about 7 years ago, Greg Collig. And he came in here, broke the all-time scoring record on this court. Game went to overtime. Very heated contest. And I tell you what, there was not a seat to be had in this place. You remember, I think we stood up here, didn't we?
Yeah, yep.
We snuck up here into the balcony where we're watching the game, and it was a tremendous atmosphere for basketball. Brian Patch's club got the victory on that night. Greg Collig broke the scoring record, and Indians went on to win the MAC championship, ended up getting beat in the regional finals by eventual state champion Dayton Jefferson. And, again, what a tremendous run it was for the Fort Recovery Indians. And, again, as Jackson said, Marcus Reineke was a part of that team, and he's down coaching the junior varsity right now. And, again, really good player. Was he maybe a sophomore on that team?
Sophomore or junior,
I think he was a sophomore because I think he went to the state the year before. Didn't they win the state before?
Yeah, his freshman. Yeah, I think so.
So back out of the timeout comes New Knoxville. And, again, they've struggled. 21-4, and they're going to turn it over again. Ryan Braun, he just dispatches the guy. Down the floor he comes, throws up a wild shot, but he draws the foul. And well, right now it's all Fort Recovery. They're playing well on the defensive end. They're converting on the offensive end. They're getting out and running the floor. Ryan Braun, the 6'4" sophomore, he'll go to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line, and he can build on a 17-point advantage. First free throw, no good, off the iron. Bronny will get one more. Braun's had a nice season for Tony Overton, and Coach O's club has 11 wins. Second free throw, got it. 22-4. Spit that out. 18-point lead for Fort Recovery. Down the floor comes New Knoxville. Again, they'll be patient here and run the offense, and just have not been able to get anything going. Flex cut underneath, and now we come to the top, and Gable drives on Cade Wendell, gets by him, throws up a wild shot off the glass, no good. Got a good look that time. Cade Wendell with the defensive rebound, pushes it down the floor, and all ripped away from behind, but Wendell recovers it. He's just reached in and fouled, and they could have called Gable for about three fouls, and they finally decided to call one. And back into the game comes Travis Sutter. Wendell will sit down. Clint Metzger in for the first time, the 6 foot sophomore. Reese Rogers will sit down. 4:15 left, and Indians will trigger it in right underneath our broadcast location. Metzger will throw it in. In comes to Travis Sutter. Again, New Knoxville's played zone all the way. In it goes to Trevor Vaughn. Vaughn kicks it back out to Braun. Braun gets himself to 10 feet, throws it up off the glass. No good. Trevor Vaughn, offensive rebound. Well done. Get it up, young man, and got it down. Well done by Trevor Vaughn. And Jackson, how much has he improved since, since junior high?
Yeah, and it helps when you're 6'5", and got long arms. And, I mean, he's done a great job for Coach Overton's squad this year, and he just keeps getting better as time goes on.
Well, and he's a guy that on the radio tonight, Jeff Reisner called out, said, I think he needs more playing time. He's a guy that has a higher ceiling. Trevor's really grown. He's almost 6'5" now. Guy that was probably 5'9" as a seventh grader and has really matured and grown, and he's gotten better inside, has a high motor and works very hard. And again, nice offensive rebound for Vaughn, and he sticks it back in for his first basket. 17-footer on the way is good. So Sam Stone finally gets New Knoxville back on the board. Little Bronx cheer comes from the upper section here. It's been a long time since New Knoxville has scored. 24-6, ball thrown inside to Trevor Vaughn. Clint Metzger picks it up, no good. Rebound down to Vaughn, long arms, and the Indians will get a second try. Ryan Braun, three ball on the way, no good. Rebound to Travis Sutter, and he just knocked to the ground. He was knocked down by Kirby Puckett. We got down here.
Kirby Puckett.
Yep.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Hall of Famer.
In picks the up Major the foul. League Baseball.
Yeah, and that's his third foul, so he's probably going to sit down. Yes, sir, he will go out. And back in is Nick Toby. So Indians got three offensive rebounds. They'll have a chance, a fourth shot here this time. And it comes to Sutter. Five-footer up, no good. He gets his own rebound. Ball loose on the deck, just knocked to the floor. Oh, my. And they said the ball went out off of Travis Sutter. Just got thrown to the ground. And Travis gets up, a little sarcastic head shake, and he'll walk back to the other end. 3 minutes exactly left here in the second quarter. 24-6, Fort Recovery leads it. They've led from the beginning. Out front it goes. Inside, wild shot thrown up off the glass, and well done. Nick Toby scores it, so best maybe two good possessions in a row for New Knoxville. Back comes Fort Recovery. Clint Metzger gashes in the lane. 10-footer up off the glass, and got it. Boy, nice bounce there. Clint's not afraid to shoot it, Jackson. He's got an offensive mind.
No, and that's two possessions in a row. He's going to the basket, slashing, and he knew that shot was going up and thought it could have been a charge, but he got the basket to go anyway.
And ball thrown up, and they're going to call it. Foul looks like on Clayton Pearson, so New Knoxville is going to keep it on their end. That will be the third team foul on Fort Recovery. And
Max.
And Maximilian Klingshern into the ball game. So, again, Coach O getting everybody on his bench in here in the first half, and Indians with an 18-point advantage. Klingshern came in on Saturday at Mississinawa and got a basket, a little jump hook. It's Maxie's first basket of the season. All out in the corner. Three ball on the way. And no good, and rebound down to the aforementioned Max Klingshern. He gets it out to Travis Sutter. Sutter on the run, right down in front of us. He gets the three line. He's cut off. Knoxville stayed in the zone. Even though the Indians have a huge lead, they haven't given in. Clint Metzger inside, back out, swinging around. Travis Sutter thought about the three. Now he gashes in. Evan Post will let the three ball go. Nope, short off the iron. Post runs it down. He hustles after the loose ball. It's going to be a held ball, and it's going to stay with Fort Recovery. So good effort there by Evan. Jackson chased his own rebound down.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Indians are getting some good shots against the zone, and Knoxville's kind of struggling to talk out there, and down 18 points, I would be too.
Yeah, you'd think maybe they might jump out of this and go to some man-to-man, but we'll see. Maybe that's all they play. Indians will go 1-4 flat here on the baseline. Be triggered in by Post. Throws it into Trev Vaughn. Trevor comes down to Clint Metzger. Matt Metzger knocked down. Again, going to be another foul, and that's going to be on Stone. Body foul, and again, as Jackson said, I mean, Clint being very aggressive offensively, Jackson, not afraid to get off the bounce.
Yes, he is. And, I mean, Coach Overton's got five guys in there, and not really of them are go-to scorers for Coach Overton. And, I mean, so Clint's just getting some shots up.
Ooh, and a bad pass there on the inbounds. It's thrown to Gable. He'll take it down and lay it up and in. So three baskets here in the second quarter, and Indian lead has been shaved to 16. 26-10, Indians lead it. Travis Sutter down the floor. Minute and a half left. Trevor Vaughn swings it around to Post. Evan on the drive. He kicks it down to Travis Sutter in the corner, right in front of the New Knoxville bench. On the left-hand dribble, takes it back out the top and resets it. He'll go down the corner. Trevor Vaughn looking inside for Max Klingshern. Swings it to Post, top of the key. Evan hands it off to Vaughn. Elbow jumper up. Got it. Trevor Vaughn, 15-foot jump shot, Jackson. Again, another guy that has improved his range as well, stepping out and being able to hit a jump shot.
Ugly but effective. I mean, it's not a very great-looking shot, but, I mean, he knocked it down.
And Trevor Vaughn, he's got four, and Clint Metzger knocks the ball loose, but New Knoxville will keep it. Down it goes in the corner to Stone. 17-footer on the way, got it. Nice shot there. Sam Stone, he knocks it in. Check that. Nick Toby, I'm sorry. 20's Nick Toby. That's his second basket in a row. 45 seconds left here in the half. Indians by 16, 28-12. Swinging around the perimeter. Sutter to Klingshern. Thinks about the three, and it goes to Trevor Vaughn. Vaughn kicks it back out the post and just gets chopped down. Boy, again, they're letting him play out here right now, folks. Ball tipped in from behind by Post. Good hustle by Evan. He turned it over, and he hustled down to knock the ball away to keep New Knoxville from getting a layup. 34 seconds left. Indians by 16, 28-12. And they'll trigger it in under the basket. Will New Knoxville. In it comes to Toby. Toby 2-4, jump shot on the way, rimmed all the way around and out was Logan Leffel, run down by Evan Post. A good hustle by Post, and now they're going to get a reach-in foul on Dylan Gable, and we'll walk all the way to the other end, and Evan Post will go to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line, where he'll have one and the bonus.
You might have looked at the varsity roster. I think Logan Leffel's, he's their leading scorer. Actually,
oh, yeah, you're
varsity.
Right.
Yep, he's having like 17.
That is Nick Toby. How about Jack Bartholomew? How about that? That sound better?
I don't know, but I know Logan Leffel's one of my friends. Actually, I worked out with him a couple times up in Lima, and he's a good player.
Yeah, actually, you called it right, Jackson. Logan Bartholomew, or Jack Bartholomew, he is a 5'10", or 5'7", sophomore, so maybe we need to look at the right list here. And two free throws up by Evan Post. He knocks them in. Well done. Post has got four, and the Indian lead is 30 to 18. Back to 18 points. 20 seconds left. Bartholomew out, guarded closely by Travis Sutter. Could be a five-second count. Now Sutter backs off. Over on the left wing, it goes to Jared Osborne. Osborne back to Nick Toby. Hands it back off to 12, Matthew Starr. Starr goes over to Bartholomew, 15-footer. He shot at 17 feet. Shot thrown up at the buzzer. No good by Jared Osborne. And Indians take an 18-point lead to the locker room. Jackson, pretty solid. I mean, good effort.
They did a good job. I mean, all together, got a good job. I mean, good mix of players. I think everybody got in there in that first half, and I think everybody contributed.
Yeah, again, get a little hand signs here to
I'll get you when you come back out.
Not perfect. Talking to Coach Chris Guggenbiller. We've got to get a little pregame interview there, so we'll take a timeout. Indians up 30-12 here at New Knoxville. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hey, guys, just a friendly bit of advice from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Valentine's Day is approaching fast. If you're not sure what to give her this year, here's an idea. She'd love a beautiful bouquet of romantic roses. No one does roses like Forget-Me-Not Florist. So if you're looking for the perfect gift to make a great impression, call today and ask them to send roses or an arrangement to your Valentine. Don't wait. Order early so you won't forget. Call Forget-Me-Not Florist today or 1-9-375-4668.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Holland T8 Series tractors from K&L Tractor Sales offer an unusual but highly desirable combination. The speed and stability of a long wheelbase and the maneuverability you'd expect with a short wheelbase. The unprecedented 11-foot 4-inch wheelbase gives you unmatched stability, a smooth ride, better traction, and more power to the ground. And the sculpted slim hood and frame means you get it all without sacrificing maneuverability. K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery invite you to check out the New Holland T8 Series tractors today.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's down there.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your healthcare dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their healthcare needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Your health is influenced by your biological makeup. Imbalances are tied to headaches, fatigue, weight gain, immunity issues, and many others. Kalp Pharmacy has affordable, everyday, cash-pay blood level testing for cardiovascular risk factors, blood sugar levels, liver and kidney function, and hormone balance. Our medical professionals can consult with you and your physician on the results of your test. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 to schedule your test today. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to the barn. Jeff Hobbs, Jackson Hobbs bringing you junior varsity action tonight from New Knoxville, and we'll have the varsity game after this one. Halftime stats, they look good if you're a Fort Recovery Indian. Indians went 12 of 23 from the field for 52%. They went 2 of 10 on from the three line, and again that was 20%, and they went 4 of 6 from the three line for 67%. On the defensive side, it was just about that good. 6 of 18 for New Knoxville, 33%. They went 0 of 5 from behind the arc, 4-0, and they did not make it to the Case IH All Brothers free throw line, and that was also a 0. Again, Indians do a good job on the glass. they led it 17-4 on the rebound margin. That's crazy. Indians just did a tremendous job. 17 rebounds total for Fort Recovery. And again, did a nice job limiting their turnovers. Fort Recovery only had 6 turnovers, and they forced 10 turnovers by New Knoxville. And on the scoring, you heard me say, Peyton Judy, they said he had the first 10 points of the night for the Indians. He had 12 in the first half. So Petey had a really nice half, 5 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from behind the arc. And good for him, because he's been playing very well over the last few ball games and has not been making shots, bottom line. But again, it's played well. He also had 4 points for 3 guys. Reese Rogers had 4. Trevor Vaughn had 4. I've made that 4. And Clayton Pearson had 4. And also Evan Post had 4. Had a point for Cade Wendell, a point for Ryan Braun, 2 points for Clint Metzger, for a total of 30. And on the other side, 8 points for Nick Toby. He was the only guy that scored of their 12 points. He had 8 of them. And again, Indians lead it at halftime, 30-12. And a look at the scoring by quarter. You had Indians led it 17-4 after 1. They win the second quarter 13-8 for a total of 30-12. And again, we will have the varsity game after this one's over. Jackson and I will call that one. But again, lots of good stuff going on right now. If you are a Fort Recovery radio junkie, we say thank you. Tomorrow, you can hear all kinds of basketball. Again, if you want to get out in the morning, you can get over to the Fort Site Fieldhouse and they'll have freshman basketball there. They'll be taking on the Minster Wildcats, and that's a 10 o'clock start, again, at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Girls basketball tomorrow afternoon at Tri-Village, the number one team in Division IV in the state, the Tri-Village Lady Patriots, and that will be a 1 o'clock start for junior varsity down in Dark County at Tri-Village. And tomorrow night, Coach Chris Guggenbiller's club will be back in action. They'll be down in Dark County as well at Ansonia, taking on the Tigers. A 6 o'clock JV start. Again, Fort Recovery 7th grade girls will take on Minster Wildcats at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Delphi St. John's. That'll be in the championship game of the 7th grade tournament. So it's been a really nice year basketball-wise all the way around. Boys and girls have been outstanding. Get to this game at 10, then head down to New Madison for the JV girls game starting at 1 and the boys at 6. You can make a full day of basketball. If you want to go see freshmen at the Fort Side Fieldhouse, if you want to go see 7th grade girls at Delphi St. John's, and then you can watch varsity games tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Next week, the girls will be hosting Salina. That's on Tuesday. JV game will be at 6, and that's senior night for girls for basketball and swim. Also on Thursday, the girls will be at St. Henry. JV game at 6. And on Friday, Coach Guggenbiller's club will be back in action at home at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. The St. Henry Redskins will be in town, and that is a 6:30 start. And again, they'll be recognizing the state football champions. The champions will be receiving their state championship rings as well on Saturday night. Also, you can get over to the Commons area at Fort Recovery High School. And again, you can support the Traveling Tribe and the scholarship fund for, help me out, Jackson, Shane Long Scholarship Fund. Thank you. Mark Long's son, Shane, a longtime Fort Recovery manager and graduate who passed away, and then when they keep his name alive with a scholarship, $500 scholarship every year that goes to a Fort Recovery athlete. Again, you can help out with that cause. And there's a fish fry, fish dinner at Fort Recovery High School for the low, low price of $7. You can get all the fish that you want to eat. And then on Saturday, the Indians will be back in action at the Portside Fieldhouse. The St. Mary's Rough Riders will be in town, and it is senior night for boys basketball players. And it's also little girl cheer night. So we'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back to here for, with second half action right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Many of you know or maybe have forgot that we double manufacturer's coupons up to 75 cents every Friday and Saturday. We also add match the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help you with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy. The game of life continues through February 23rd. So shop now to earn bonus tickets on participating products. Increase chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to New Knoxville. Jeff Hobbs, Jackson Hobbs here from the barn. Great first half for the Fort Recovery Indian Junior Varsity, and they'll have the ball going left to right on your radio dial to start the second half. Indians wearing the traveling purple trimmed in white, and actually they're going to say it's the other way around. It's going to be New Knoxville basketball, and I do remember a held ball that the Indians got the jump ball. So
that's okay. Yeah,
you're
up 18.
Yeah, you're up 18. You're going to give them the possession. What do you expect? Do you expect the Rangers to come out and change their defense, or you think they'll stay with the zone?
I mean, I don't know. We haven't seen them play enough. I mean, this is the first time, I guess. I don't know if they play a man-to-man defense, but here on offense, I mean, towards it, they did a good job on offense towards the second half, got a couple baskets in a row, but early they just looked like they were, just trying not to turn the ball over rather than score. But, yeah, I don't know. They could change it up a little bit.
And right now they're doing the same thing, running a little flex, being really patient. Stone comes off the curl screen, throws up a wild shot, rebound down to Peyton Judy, barely hit anything. And he hands it off to Clayton Pearson, so five on the floor for the Indians. Clayton Pearson, Reese Rogers, Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, and Peyton Judy. They run the lob. He throws it up, and Judy lays it in. Boy, nice pass there by Clayton Pearson.
Great pass, and hopefully next year or in 2 years, Peyton's going up and dunking that one with his elbows.
Yeah, because I tell you what, nice pass by Pearson. Judy gets the basket. He's got 14. He's going to have 16 because he just stole it. He's going to go down, and he's going to lay it up, and he got fouled. So he didn't get the three-point play, so he'll have to go to the free throw line and earn these, Jackson, but again, just an unforced turnover by Knoxville.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, I mean, not great offense. I mean, they were 25 feet away from the basket there on the right wing, and loose ball just got away, and Petey picked it up and just going to the foul line for two.
Peyton Judy, first free throw on the way, good. And he's having a nice night. He's got 15 of them. He had the first 10, Neil Spencer told us, before we got here. 11-4 when we walked in, and Indians really have not looked back. Second free throw, good as well. So he does have 16. 34-12, Indians lead it. Nick Toby brings the ball down the floor. He hands it off to Jack Bartholomew, and he'll run the show here. Indians in the man-to-man at the starting lineup on the floor. Out it goes to Toby. Stone curls around, tries to get it to him. Now he'll take it back out to Puckett. Puckett to Bartholomew. Down in the corner it goes to Toby, and Toby was the leading scorer in the first half for the Rangers. He had 8. Ball tipped, almost stolen by Reese Rock. Ball go out of bounds into the student section.
It's a careless pass there.
Yeah,
Reese should have had that one.
Should have been stolen. I agree with you. Reese would have had his head up sooner. He would have stolen that basketball. But Knoxville will bring it in. Jared Osborne throws it into Stone. Stone gets it to Bartholomew, and he'll reset the offense. And in this play, man-to-man, they've stayed that way all night long. And it goes to Toby at the elbow. Throws it to Stone. They'll run the flex here. Bartholomew. Oop, almost a travel there. Said it was juggled. Good rebound by Reese Rogers. Now it's actually Ryan Braun snatches it. It gets off the hands of Rogers. Braun on the run. Goes to Cade Wendell. Shot fake. Shot up and in. Well, good head fake there, Jackson, and really nice transition offense.
Good job, yeah, especially by Petey Judy there. I mean, running the court and keeping his head up and finding Cade Wendell there on that left block. And good job by Cade. Pump faking, getting the defender to go by him and laying it in for two.
Cade Wendell, he's got 3 points, and the Indian lead is 24, and New Knoxville turns it over again. Peyton Judy gets the steal. Down come the Indians. Cade Wendell back to Judy. Swings it over to Clayton Pearson. He's wide open, but stays patient. Kicks it over to Reese Rogers. He won't. 3 ball on the way, no good. He left it short on the iron. It was grabbed by Jared Osborne. So You know your boy Reese. He's not shy. He's going to let it go.
Yep, and I would too. I'm out there. I'm up 24, and you don't know how much longer or how much more playing time you're going to get, so might as well get those shots up and travel.
That's a travel. Yep, good call. Stone's going to be called for the travel, and Rogers ran through the passing lane, and Trevor Vaughn will check in. Reese Rogers, is he checking out? No, it's going to be Ryan Braun that's going to check out. So Braun.
Oh, scoreboard difficulties.
Well, somebody kicked off the scoreboard. So they'll have to hold her up here for a second. They'll have to replug it in at the scores table. And there it goes. So now we're running. And now they got her going. So that was quick. Well done by the folks at the scores table. We're going to blame Bob Stogler down there. He's sitting at the scores table. Clayton Pearson thought about the three. Gaps in. Kicks it to Judy. Now it'll go to Rogers. See, that's a shot he got to take.
Yep.
After he didn't take the last one. Reese was wide open that time. He went ahead and shot fake. But they're looking in for Trevor Vaughn. Staying with the zone here. Peyton Judy at the high post. Goes to Trevor Vaughn. 10-footer on the way. Got it. Well done, Trevor Vaughn. He's having a nice ball game.
He's giving Coach Overton some good minutes right now. I don't know if he's missed from the field. He had a couple great offensive rebounds there in the first half. Knocked down a 15-foot elbow jumper and a 10-foot baseline jumper right there.
Jack Bartholomew throws up a 15-footer. It hits the front of the rim. No good, but run down by Puckett, and New Knoxville get a second try. Out it goes to Osborne. He swings it to Stone. Stone to Bartholomew. Had an open three, but decided not to take it. Toby curls in the lane, 8-footer up off the rim, no good, and run down by Peyton Judy. So good look there. I mean, they've gotten that little curl cut a few times, Jackson.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do on offense there. I mean, if there's basketball people out there know that flex cut, that down screen, they're curling off that down screen, and the Indians are struggling a little bit on defense. New Knoxville's getting some good looks. They just haven't converted and only have 12 points tonight.
Nathan Merges picks up the foul on the other end. He's not happy about it. He just reached in, and so Indian substitutions, Travis Sutter will check in, and Ethan Shane. Reese Rogers will sit down along with Cade Wendell. Indians will bring it in under their own basket. Clayton Pearson will trigger it in. In it comes to Peyton Judy. A little 2-footer up. Oh, he missed it. Should have used the glass. And the ball will be blocked out of bounds by Merges, and it will be saved. Fort Recovery will get the ball. And Petey should have kissed that one off the glass.
Yeah, he should have. I mean, not a great angle there. I mean, kind of towards the middle of the lane, but yeah, he's got to make it either way, whether you use the glass or not.
Judy's had a nice ball game, folks. He's got 16 points. Trevor Vaughn to Clayton Pearson. Wide open three ball on the way. No good. And the Indians, oh, they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery on the rebound. It looked like two Indians could have had the ball. I think they got Ethan Shane. He's like, hey, I didn't touch anybody. Ball would have gone to New Knoxville anyway. Went out of bounds. So fouls on Shane. First team foul for the Indians. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Indians up by 26. 38-12. Swinging out top to Toby. He goes over to Matthew Starr, who checked in at the last horn. Toby to Bartholomew. And also to number 24 into the game for the first time, Austin Albers. Albers catches the ball screen. Back out top it goes. And then they'll go right back to Albers. Goes to Bartholomew. Top of the key. Resets the offense. Still run the flex cuts. Inside, outside. Toby kicks it in the corner. Albers, three ball on the way. Air ball. Jeez, Travis Sutter ran it down and got smoked. Right down here underneath of us. They're going to call the foul. Oh, they're going to say the ball went out last off of Fort Recovery, I think. Clint Metzger checks in the ball game. Yeah, they're going to give the ball to New Knoxville. We were kind of blocked out here, but Sutter got knocked down, but they said he touched it last. In it comes to Toby. And swings it over to Albers, right in front of the New Knoxville bench. Now go to Bartholomew. Indians stay in the man-to-man. 2:25 left. Bartholomew, spin move, goes to Toby. Gaps in. Oh, goes to Osborne. Definitely traveled. No call there.
Too, yep.
Hop sideways. Albers looks at the three. Now he'll kick it to Toby. Elbow almost traveled, almost fell down. Osborne, wild runner inside to Toby. 15-footer on the way. No good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. So good defensive rebound. Good possession by the Indians. Clayton Pearson, down the floor he comes. They stay in the zone. Shane, turnaround 10-footer off the glass, good. And Ethan likes that left hand, Jackson, a little right shoulder turnaround.
Yes, he does. It kind of reminds me of Jay Sean Tate of the Buckeyes. I mean, always going over that right shoulder, and good move there right there.
And again, very, very good comparison, Jackson, because Ethan's a little undersized as a postman at 6 feet. Is a sophomore just like Tate, who's about 6'3 and a half, 6'4, plays in the post in the Big Ten. And the ball, ooh, right off Bartholomew. He fell down. Well, I'm not sure about that call. What we got here? We call a foul on the ground, I think. They're going to get Travis Sutter. Now they're going to get Ethan Shane underneath. And Evan Post will check back in. And Clayton Pearson will sit down. Two more substitutions in for the Rangers. Kirby Puckett back in. And Nathan Merges comes back into the ball game.
They don't have much substitutions to choose from over there.
No,
Coach Reinicke's bench isn't quite the same as Coach Hubbard's, but
yeah, I was gonna say,
they only got two white jerseys over there.
And three ball rattles out. Rebound down to Trevor Vaughn. Vaughn's done a nice job on the boards tonight. As Jackson said, don't think he's missed a shot either. I think he's 3 for 3 from the field with about 4 or 5 rebounds. Ethan Shane dribbles in. 8-footer up, and he got fouled on the shot. I thought he was kind of one of those ones, folks, where you wait and see if it goes through the hoop. When it didn't go through, the guy blew the whistle. And so Ethan will go to the free throw line. And, again, he's a guy that plays really hard, Jackson. Gives you some mileage. You wonder what his upside is, if Ethan's going to, how much bigger he's going to get. But I tell you what, he plays awful hard for a guy 6 feet tall.
Yes, he does. And he's actually a better athlete than people give him credit for. I mean, been in his weight room class all year, and he's a lot faster and stronger than you would think. And, I mean, Coach Overton's got so many guys that are quality guys on the JV team, and there's so many guys that are pretty good in the program that Ethan's one of those guys that sometimes you just forget about.
Again, Shane going to be a good football player as a sophomore, played on the state championship football team, played some special teams as a sophomore, and he should be a guy that's in the mix for the next 2 years for Brent Niekamp. Missed both of his free throws, though. Ball goes back to New Knoxville. Albert down the corner, swings it back up on top to Matthew Starr. Starr drives on Evan Post. He kicks it over to Albert. Thought about the three. Now he'll gap it and hand it to Bartholomew to Merges. And they're going to get Ethan Shane again. So I think that's going to be another foul on Ethan. I don't know, that might be at least his third, because that's three that we've seen here in the half. Yep, three fouls on Ethan Shane.
Hey, you got five of them.
Hey.
Might as well use them.
Yep, 53 seconds left here in the third quarter. New Knoxville triggered in under their own basket. Ball comes in, three ball on by Albers out on the wing, no good. Evan Post. Boy, the one thing you can say, Jackson, has done a great job on the defensive glass.
Yes, they have, and New Knoxville a little bit undersized out there. I mean, Trevor Vaughn's done a great job on the defensive board, and all night for the Indians, they've done a good job.
Three ball out of the corner, no good by Travis Sutter. Rebound down to Clint Metzger, and he puts it in. So Clint Metzger on the board.
Now he's already got four, I think. He made that slashing layup there.
Yeah, he did. No, I mean, on the board here in the half.
Yep.
30-point lead for Fort Recovery. Wild three thrown up by Albers. 22 seconds left, run down by Travis Sutter. So Indians can get the last one if they want it. And they're not going to take it. Sutter's going to take the pull-up 10-footer. He missed it. Run down by Ethan Shane. He just pushed out of bounds. You got to call that foul. They haven't called it a couple times. They've just called Indians out of bounds. And so Fort Recovery will bring it inbounds. They're going on the side out of bounds. So it'll be right in front of the Fort Recovery bench with 12.9 seconds left. Indians up 30, 42-12. Inbounds, it comes to Clint Metzger with 10 seconds left. Goes over to Post, looking inside for Shane. To Sutter, three ball from the top of the key. Bang, got it. Travis Sutter. Again, very confident stroke there by the junior. And 45-12, shot up at the buzzer. No good. Grabbed by Trevor Vaughn. And, geez, Jackson, Indians continue to stretch that lead out. They're up by 33 right now.
Yeah, either a great defensive quarter or a rough offensive quarter for the New Knoxville Rangers right there. Do not score a point there in the third. And Coach Overton's squad really inflicting the pain there. I mean, great job on the defensive end and on the offensive end.
I'd say a little bit of both. 45-12, 7 minutes left. We'll take a timeout and be back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Timman's in downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice-baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half-pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Even though this winter has been pretty mild, maybe your car has had a few problems. A weak battery, bad wiper blades, not so great tires. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back to 100% for you. Maybe you're looking to upgrade your car. Hastings has a great selection of clean, low-mile, late-model vehicles to choose from. Don't see what you want? Stop in and let them know what you're looking for and they'll find it for you. Open Wednesday evenings until 8 and Saturdays until 1. Hastings can take care of all your automotive needs. Call them at 375-4617.
And welcome back to fourth quarter action. First shot up is good by Max Klingshern. So Maximilian Klingshern on the board. His first basket of the night is 47-12 Indians. Yeah, that's right, 47-12. It's not a typo. Indians have been pretty much in control of this thing since they tipped it up.
You never minded games like this, though, did you?
No.
Especially in the coaching days?
No, sir. I mean, when I'm coaching on that purple side of the ledger, I'm feeling pretty good. Everybody gets in the game. It's a feel-good game. Your whole bench is playing. Max is in there. Guy that's probably the last guy that usually gets off the bench. And, again, he gets out there and scores. You're happy about that. Clint Metzger's gotten some baskets. Everybody gets to play. And right now, I think almost everybody scored. Evan Post with the defensive rebound. Down he comes. Ethan Shane. He'll take the long two. 17-footer. Bottom. How about that? Ethan Shane. Yeah, exactly. Jayshon Tate. He'll step out and knock in a jump shot once in a while. Ethan Shane knocks in another basket. And the lead continues to grow. 49-12 is the score right now. 5.5 left here in the fourth quarter. Puckett swings it over to Toby. And again, they'll continue to run that flex offense into Merges. He was open. He wanted the ball. Swung back out to Bartholomew. And ball tipped away. Can Post save it? Yes, he can. Oh, boy. It said he stepped on the end line. Good hustle by Evan Post. And brought it back in. The Indians would have gotten the ball. New Knoxville keep it right in front of their own bench.
Those are the balls you might go crashing into the bleachers to save in the if it's close game, but at 37, you might want to
just let that one go.
Just protect the face.
Jared Osborne, they throw the flare screen to Bartholomew. Long two on the way, no good. Going to be a foul called on the rebound. I think it's going to be on New Knoxville. Yep, they're going to get Kirby Puckett on the foul, on the push, and that's his fourth foul. So he's got four, and he's going to sit down. You said, I'm not sure, down 37, if you really need to worry about saving that fifth foul. But Puckett will sit down. Back in comes Bartholomew was out. He was in. Back in comes Albers. Clint Metzger swings it around, looking inside for Max Klingscher. Turn around 10-footer up and got it. How about that, Maxie?
Max, give me some playing time.
Bench going crazy down there. Max Klingscher with a 10-foot jump hook that did the victory lap all the way around the hoop and fell in. Nice soft touch. Albers kicks it to Toby. Toby was leading score at halftime with 8 points for the Rangers. And now I just put them on the board. I was getting ready to say they have not scored a basket. Again, you get the Bronx cheer down here from the student section. They go crazy. New Knoxville scores their first points of the second half. Bartholomew knocks in the jumper. 51. Max Klingscher, nice pass there. Yeah, Trevor Vaughn out of nowhere lays it in. Klingscher, he said that was a pass, boys. That was not a jump hook shot. Klingscher threw up a wild shot, didn't hit anything. Trevor Vaughn out of nowhere grabs it and lays it in almost like an alley-oop. Driving the baseline. Ooh, they're going to call a foul there, and looks like they're going to bail out Jared Osborne. Foul's going to be on Clint Metzger. So Metzger's going to pick up the foul. Team foul number 4. Metzger's first, and Jared Osborne will go to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. He'll have 2 shots. Free throw on the way. No good off the back iron. You know, and I luckily in my career, Jackson, I haven't been on that bench, that new Knoxville bench, in this situation very many times. A couple. And it is a lonely feeling. You're down by 40, and it just doesn't seem like it can end fast enough.
Yeah, and you speak of that, I mean, Coach Reineke, I mean, he guy had a great career. I mean, he won a lot of games, and it's got to be, yeah, as you said, only 2 guys down there on the bench and assistant coach. It's got to be a sad feeling right now for him.
And while we were away, Clint Metzger came curling off and threw up a 10-foot jump shot. Couldn't get it to go, and then he tipped it out of bounds going for the offensive rebound. So back comes New Knoxville. 53-15, Indians ahead. Bartholomew down at camp. Almost a steal there by Metzger. Kicks it over to Albers. Down the corner, it goes back to Bartholomew. Looking inside for Merges. They'll throw it back out to Albers, and they'll reset it. Toby. Right-hand drive around Ethan Shane. 5-footer up off the glass. No good. Can the Indians get the rebound? No, they can't, but it'll be last touch by New Knoxville, so Indians will get the ball back. 3 minutes and 37 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Been all for recovery. 53-15 is the score. 5 on the floor for the Indians. Evan Post, Ethan Shane, Trevor Vaughn, Clint Metzger, and Maximilian Klingscher. Ball screen, Post, out to Shane. Vaughn swings it around to Metzger. Probably got away with a travel, and he's going to be fouled on the drive. So Clint's going to go to the free throw line, Jackson. And again, like the way he plays, he's an offensive-minded guy.
Yeah, he's doing a good job tonight. And I think I would have liked to see Trev try to knock down that three right there. Trev's done almost it all tonight. I'd say he's got close to, I think he's got 8 points and probably 6 or 7 good offense and defensive rebounds. So if he would knock down that three, he would have made it all.
Yep. Total game, get him into double digits. First free throw by Clint Metzger is good. He'll have one more. He can make the lead 40 if he knocks this one in. And he doesn't. Hits off the back iron, and Clint hustles after the rebound. He's got it. Ooh, all loose on the deck. Clint hustling after it. Tips it back out to Ethan Shane. Shane slashes in. Well, he's going to be a held ball there. They're going to call a jump ball. And New Knoxville got a hand on the ball. Could have been a foul there, but when you're up by 39, they kind of let those go. So ball go back over to the Rangers on the alternating possession. Mergis will bring it inbounds. He brings it in to Jared Osborne. Osborne on the right-hand drive. He cut off, and he goes over to Albers on the right wing. Looking inside for Toby. Ball taken away by Trevor Vaughn. So, Jackson, you called it. Trev's done a little bit of everything tonight. He's been pretty good.
Yeah, and he's gotten a great opportunity to play tonight. I mean, with the Indians up 40. I mean, Trevor gives Coach Overton some good minutes in primetime games, too, and he's done a great job tonight against the Rangers.
Max Klingshern, jump shot up and in. How about that? Maxie with six. He's the first guy down the floor, too. When you make that shot, baby, you run a little faster, you jump a little higher. Max Klingshern has 6 points. I'm calling that I wonder if that's a career high. Definitely a JV career high. Ball blocked away by Clint Metzger inside. Loose. What we got here? Calling a foul on somebody. Whistle blew. Haven't seen the official come out yet. And they're going to call a foul. Who's the foul going to be on? They're going to call it on Ethan Shane. That's his fourth. So Shane with 2:31 left until he's eliminated. So we'll see if Ethan plays a physical brand of basketball. See if he can stick around for two and a half minutes. Inbounds, it comes to Mergis, and the ball blocked away by Clint Metzger. And Mergis today, I got fouled. He just attacks Trevor Vaughn. So we'll walk to the other end. That's team foul number 7. So Trev's got a chance to get to double digits, Jackson.
Yes, he does. And I mean, Trev knocked down that 15-footer pretty smooth there in the first half. Hopefully he can knock down two 15-foot free throws right here.
Yeah, looking around to see if Trev's mom and dad are here. Scanning the crowd, looking for
He just tweeted at me, so I don't know if he's listening or.
Yeah.
He might be. I think he's listening, so I don't know if he's here or not.
And Trevor Vaughn knocks down the free throw, so. Coach, if you're here, give me a shout. Or if you're listening at home, shoot me a text, because your son's playing awfully well. That, there it is, Jeff Vaughn. Sounds like my son's doing okay. Yes, sir, he's played well, and he's got double digits. He's got a 10 spot. He knocks down both free throws. 2.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Indians up by 43, 58-15. And they're going to call Max Klingshern for the pushing foul out here.
Max says, let's extend this game.
Yeah, exactly. Keep fouling. Max, he's looking at double digits in the eye here. Two more baskets, and Max Klingshern will be in double digits. He's got 6 points tonight, and he has played well. Inbounds it comes. Back out top to Albers. He'll set up the offense. Almost traveled. Throws it to Toby, top of the key. He's looking backdoor for Mergis. No good. Yeah, Albers, long three on the way, and he banked it home. There you go. Student section goes crazy. Say hello to Vicky and Davey Judy. They had a little taco night tonight. They're staying home tonight. They're going to listen to Fort Recovery Radio. The Indians turn it over. Got down to the floor. Got to be a travel. Yes, sir. New Knoxville took the ball away, but hello to Team Judy. Dave, glad you're home. Hopefully next week you get to travel in that truck in some good weather. But welcome back to Mercer County. We're glad you're listening. They're diehard Fort Recovery Radio fans, and they're big-time Fort Recovery fans. Inbounds, it comes from Evan Post. Goes to Clint Metzger. Metzger on the left-hand drive almost turned it over, and it's loose, picked up by Evan Post. 1:44 left, 58-18. Trevor Vaughn, 17-foot jumper, left a little short. And Jackson asking for that jumper, and Trev just left her a smidge short. Down the floor comes Albert, all the way down. Boy, wild shot there. Trevor Vaughn was going to swat it. He threw it way out of the way. Clint Metzger down the floor to Max Klingshern, and goal, Maxie. Grab that ball, big fella. Off his hands, out of bounds, into the wall. So Clint looks at him and says, hey, brother, if you can't catch it, I ain't throwing it to you anymore. Max says, hey, my bad. Down the floor he comes. 1.5 minutes left. Indians up by 40, 58-18. Bartholomew. Guarded by Evan Post. And they've stayed in the flex offense. They're still running. Whoa. Bartholomew turned around. They're going to shot up, and he got it. They're going to give him the basket. There you go. Wow. I think that might be Jack Bartholomew's first basket, and he's played almost the entire game. Called the foul on Fort Recovery, and I think it was on Evan Post, his first, team foul number 7, but Bartholomew made the basket, so he'll get one shot. He can get the Rangers within 37 if he makes this one. Free throw on the way, and he got it. 1:16 left. Indians inbound. Down comes Evan Post. Everybody that's played tonight has scored. Oh, throw the ball into Max. Clint Metzger turns it over. Wild shot down. Bartholomew almost got another chance at a three-point play.
It's an unforced error there right by the Indians. I mean, the top of the key meant to go up 37 points, just getting a little bit careless with it.
Yeah, and again, it gets a little sloppy, but again, I'm throwing the ball into Max. Max needs to demand the basketball. He's open in that post. Give him the basketball. The Jack Bartholomew, he goes to the Case IH All Brothers free throw line, and he gets a nice soft touch up there and gets it to go. He scored the last 4 points for the Rangers. 58-26. Yeah, too little too late. I don't think he's got a 36-point play up his sleeve. With a minute and 6 left, he'll have one more with a sophomore. Second free throw on the way in. Good. Say hello to Jeff Reisner. He's out there listening. Jeff, we love you. Thanks for listening to us. Again, Fort Recovery, hope we can get a varsity victory tonight here at the barn. That doesn't happen too often. Trevor Vaughn, under pressure, gets inside. He takes it all the way to the rack. He hands it to Ethan Shane. Shot up and in. So give Vaughn an assist. Give Shane another basket. Trevor should have shot that one, Jackson. I mean, yeah, that's kind of unselfish to trade that layup for a layup.
Yeah, he did a good job, though. I mean, he beat his guy off the dribble and pounded a couple times and tossed it off to Ethan Shane for the layup.
Speaking about toss, Matthew Starr just got his jump shot tossed into the wall by Clint Metzger. Metzger's got a smile on his face. Matt Starr not too happy about it. He's a little fired up. Knoxville keep the ball under their own basket. 39.6 left, 60-23 Indians. Ball goes out, almost taken away, and run down by Nick Toby. So new Knoxville keeper with 35 seconds left. Over to Bartholomew. Thought about the three. Albert, he'll take the three. Just banked one in a minute ago. That was ugly. That barely hit anything, and it'll be full recovery basketball. Last touch by Nick Toby. 27.3 seconds left from Coach Tony Overton's 12th victory of the season. Indians 60, new Knoxville 23. We'll see if the Indians will dribble it out or if they'll keep playing. I'd say keep playing, boys, if I'm out there. Trevor Vaughn out near the volleyball line.
Shoot the rock.
You got it, man. Get a shot up here. Looks like they're going to dribble it out. Maybe that's the class thing to do. But, again, Vaughn goes to Ethan Shane. Look inside to Max. Give Max the ball, boys. 5.5 left. Shane drives in. He'll just dribble back out. So Indians will dribble it out. Again, classy act there. Well done. 60-23 is the final score. Indians get it done. Nice victory, Jackson. Again, they played pretty well. And it's, again, as you said, good feeling to get everybody in the game and get everybody in the score column.
Yeah, it is. And great job by all Indians who contributed tonight. I mean, anytime you come here, whether New Knoxville is having a down year or, I mean, in girls or boys, playing at the barn's a tough place to play. And Coach Everton's squad really showed up tonight, and I'm proud of them.
Good win. Again, 60-23. We'll get you some stats. We'll be back to the barn after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixes are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For a superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's Way. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
And welcome back to the barn. Jeff Hobbs, Jackson Hobbs, and we called it for you here tonight. The Indians come away with a huge junior varsity win, 60-23. And Indians got out to a great start. 17-4 was the score after one. Indians led it 30-12 at halftime. Again, the Indians came out of the locker room and they go 15-0 in the third quarter. That's right. And they extended that lead. And then they go 15-11 in the fourth quarter with all substitutions in. And again, Jackson, Indians pretty much all the time, Fort Recovery, 60-23.
Yeah, it was. And, I mean, Coach Overton's squad showed up right from the get-go tonight. I mean, Peyton Judy scoring the first 10 points for the Indians, and they never really looked back after that. I mean, Indians shot 24 of 45 from the field, 53%. Anytime you shoot above 50% in a game, that's good. But, I mean, the one thing that stands out to me, the Indians score 3 of 14 from the three-point line. If you make a couple of those threes, you win by a lot more than 37 or whatever the Indians won by. And I think, New Knoxville shot 1 of 11 from the three-point line. So I don't know if it's the gym. I mean, I never actually played a high school game in this gym, but, I mean, I don't know if it's a tough shooting gym or not. But, I mean, Coach Overton's squad did a great job tonight. And if you're looking else at this, I mean, everybody who played, and as you said earlier, got in the scoring column, led by Peyton Judy with 16 points, and Trevor Vaughn had 10, also 8 rebounds for Trevor. Thought everybody gave Coach Overton some good minutes tonight.
Man, I agree with you. On the defensive side tonight, New Knoxville shoots. Yeah, folks, listen to this. They shot in the second half, 3 of 20 for 15%, 1 of 6 behind the arc, and that one was banked in. They shot 24% from the field, 10% from the three line, and they did do a decent job at the free throw line, 4 of 5 for 80%. And again, Indians win it tonight very easy fashion. They only turned it over 9 times and 17 turnovers for New Knoxville. And that's just, you don't shoot it very well and you turn it over a bunch, you're going to find a way to get beat most often. And tonight they got beat by 37. 60-23 is the final score.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.